This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week, more than 20 of Michigan's top CEOs are taking what you might call a field trip. They're visiting Israel, trying to discover just what it took to transform that nation into one of the most innovative economies in the world, all in the span of just 70 years. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House is with these business leaders as they seek lessons in Israel's success that could be applied to Michigan. Daniel's with us now from Jerusalem, and I understand, Daniel, you're right in the middle of a dust storm from the Judean desert?
Yes, it's blowing in from the east, and I think it's kind of a new way to brush your teeth or exfoliate on the move as you're walking around. It's quite an experience.
So where did the idea of this trip come from?
This idea, this trip really, I think, came from Mark Davidoff, among other people, and a couple of his colleagues in and around business in Michigan. And the idea was, and Mark is the managing partner of the Deloitte office in Detroit, and I think the idea was, okay, Michigan has done a lot, come a long way in the last 5 years in terms of fixing its broken tax system, fixing its budgeting. We've had restructurings in Detroit. We've had the restructuring of the auto industry. But now we need to move to the next level. I mean, and the next level is growth. How do you get Detroit to grow again in terms of population and economically? How do you get the state on a better glide path going upward? And one of the, I think what's generally believed or generally agreed is one of the ways to do it is through startups and innovation and the kind of businesses that really historically have not been part of the fabric of Detroit and Michigan as much in the past, and not with big companies and big auto plants and things like that. Well, Israel has earned a reputation, particularly in the last 20 years, for being a startup nation, for being very entrepreneurial, for having really aggressive public-private partnerships in which the government supports the beginnings of some of these companies, and then they take off. And Silicon Valley long ago discovered Israel, that it has a real surplus of brain power. All the big players from Silicon Valley are here. Intel is a major player in the country, as is Google. Google's come in and bought some of the startups up, one of the most recent ones for over $1 billion. So it's kind of the success story that they're talking to everybody about this week. So there's a lot here to learn. I think people are still guarded about what can be exported because a lot of it is really part of the indigenous Israeli culture that has to do with everything from where they are in the world to the fact that they have compulsory military service for a lot of their people who gain a lot of very advanced skills in computer programming, cyber security, and all sorts of other things that are very applicable to where the market is going today.
And there is kind of I got the distinct impression from your column in the Detroit News, there's a definite, shall we say, disdain for authority or disinterest in authority that see there.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, I've noticed in some of the comments on the column that people are saying, well, you can't run a company with nobody in charge, but that's really not what they're talking about. The Israeli military has a very tight command structure. It's very vertical, meaning there's not a lot of layers. So it pushes a lot of responsibility down to lower level officers at very young ages. And that's what they learn, and they work together. And if they think that something is going wrong, they are encouraged to talk to their superiors and to challenge them, not to just blindly challenge them, but to have a reason to tell them, this is why I think this is the wrong decision. So they come out of that culture. And then they go into business. And Israeli culture tends to be, as I'm learning, very much everybody's got an opinion. They argue. They push back. That's kind of the way they do things here. And it has a really good success rate in business. And I think even in some American businesses that are very creative and innovative, it's not a yes, salute the boss and go do what he tells you to do kind of culture. It's far more collaborative, and it doesn't necessarily mean how many stripes you have on your shoulders.
Which is certainly the tradition of the big, as you put, paternalistic companies that Michigan knows so well.
That's exactly right. But I think it's one of the most interesting things that CEOs who are here, who run their own companies, those are the kind of lessons that they can employ. It's really hard to say, well, there's an Israeli culture here and no, you can export that to Michigan. That's not going to work. Mm-hmm. The first thing that's not going to work is you're not going to have compulsory national service. I think that's just not – nobody thinks that's the kind of thing that's going to happen.
Right.
People may say that they think it's a good idea, but I don't think it's going to happen.
What kind of mix of businesses are represented on the trip with these Michigan-based CEOs?
Well, you've got financial services, you've got transportation, you've got construction, you've got chemicals, banking. It's really a very good venture capital. I think that's about it.
Not automotive.
Well, yes, you have one person who is an automotive supplier and also is in transportation. So, but you don't have big auto, and I think that's in part by design. They wanted the CEOs who run their own companies who could come along. These are also people who are very involved in civic leadership, and they're not just running their own companies, but they're in whether they're in a Business Leaders for Michigan or they're active in the Detroit Regional Chamber or those other kinds of things. So these are the kind of people that have a demonstrated interest in these kinds of issues. You know, it's a very interesting group. As I said, Mark Davidoff, the managing partner of the Deloitte's Michigan office, is really the co-organizers along with Scott Kaufman from the Jewish Federation of Metro Detroit, and helping them out. And leading a lot of support is Doug Rothwell from Business Leaders for Michigan and Sandy Brew of the Detroit Regional Chamber. And they're kind of the guys who are kind of quarterbacking this thing through. We've got one or two more things tomorrow in Jerusalem. Then we head to Tel Aviv for another day and a half or 2 days of a different milieu. And we'll be spending, I think, a little bit more time with younger entrepreneurs. And one of the things I think is really going to be interesting, and this may be the kind of thing that you can bring back to a Michigan, is we're going to get some upfront looks at entrepreneurial training programs in the educational systems and at the university level, where they are actually trying to teach people how to be entrepreneurs and what the values are. In Michigan, it's always been that we have this big company culture, as we've talked about. Here it's very different. Here entrepreneurs are really revered. And if they fail, they're even more revered. Because in a lot of cases, they know by experience that when somebody fails, they get themselves up, they try again, and they're often successful. And that's the culture that they're trying to inculcate into young people and university-age people.
Checking in from Startup Nation, as he says in his column, one of the greatest engines of innovation on the planet, a trip to Israel this week with more than 20 of Michigan's top CEOs. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes, and we will check in with you again, sounds like from Tel Aviv, when we talk to you on Thursday.
Look forward to it. Thanks very much.